Now, friends, we come to this 31st chapter of Ezekiel. We're still talking about Egypt. This is the section in which we have the judgment of the nations. And we began in chapter 29 with Egypt, and 31 and 32 that we'll look at today deal with Egypt also. And four chapters given here, as well as we've seen in Isaiah, and then again in Jeremiah, and the minor prophets will have it. You see, Egypt figured large in the history of the nation of Israel. And it's rather ironical that today they are the real thorn in the flesh. They are the dog in the manger, as it was. You know, they wouldn't have the baby in the manger, so they got a dog in the manger today, and it's still Egypt. And I should say that God said He'd make Egypt a base nation. And these four chapters reveal, though, something of the greatness of this nation. And here in this 31st chapter, we see the fall of Pharaoh, and it's described in a parable. And, of course, it's not only a parable, but it represents the people of Egypt also. And the land of Egypt was to be judged, both Pharaoh and his subjects. And then you have here a funeral dirge over Pharaoh. And the vision I gave last time was this. You have the greatness and the glory of Pharaoh in Egypt in verses 1 through 9. And then verses 10 through 14, you have the fall of Egypt, and the parable is a tree. Pharaoh's likened to a tree, and now you have the fall of the tree. And then beginning with verse 15 here, you have the lamentation over the fall of the tree or Egypt and the crisis that came to the world, the crisis that was among the nations of the world. It had the same effect in that day that it would have if, for instance, the United States was destroyed overnight. It would certainly change the situation in the world at the present moment, I'm sure. Now, let's look at this rather briefly, but it's a very important section. Ezekiel is very important to us. I trust that I've been able to make that point, that this book reveals the glory of the Lord and the fact that our God is a holy God, and He's going to judge sin. Now, He's merciful. He's kind. He loves mankind. He wants to save. He's not willing that any should perish, but He also judges, and He intends to judge, and He will not spare if you reject His gracious offer, and that is what has happened now to His people, and Egypt is to be judged, and they'll be judged on the light that they had. And they've been given a great deal of light, by the way.